it's fair to say that I don't know a lot of things. And one of the things that I know the least about is money.
Yeah, you're terrible with that.
I am so bad at how do you make it? What do you do with it? Luckily, we have set up a service which allows you to help us get the resources we need to run the show without having to know about things like advertising and ROI and quarterly reports.
Oh, I just fell asleep listening to you.
I don't even know what money is. Hey, but like, listen, you get stuff out of it too, like bonus episodes, early episodes, and monthly patron hangouts. So if you want a little something and you want to help us be idiots professionally for a little bit longer, patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. I got to hear Estella's theme from the Great Expectations movie played live by a chamber orchestra because he samples it in RoboCop. And I was like, this is the best night of my life. Why am I the only person who likes that movie?
Wow.
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. How do you feel about the Great Expectations movie with Ethan Hawke?
I have not seen it.
Please watch it and let me know how you feel about it.
There's like 14 Great Expectations versions of movies, right?
Yeah, there are. There are.
Not seen that one.
I enjoy that one. Let me know what you think about it.
Okay. Let me tell you a little story, Anthony. This is a story on NPR, actually, and it was sent to us by JL Carr 1983.
And we're just going to play it for you.
Yeah, it makes our job so much easier.
Yeah, it's been a long week.
Just, you know, NPR does really good audio stuff.
I don't know. Have you guys heard of NPR?
It's way better than what we do.
It's so much better. Why are we even doing this?
Well, this was actually a written article sent into our Gmail over at wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com. Our subreddit is also a place you could send stories, wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. This is a story about Philip DuPont and his wife, Paula. And they had an adorable dog named Melvin.
Dog dies.
You're jumping ahead, Anthony.
Dog always dies.
You're jumping ahead.
Dog is dead.
Yeah, the dog's going to die. Spoiler alert. This is a Catahoula hound. Have you ever heard of that? Catahoula leopard dog?
No, that sounds badass, though.
Yeah. I guess it's the state dog of Louisiana.
Huh.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Anyway, Melvin, adorable dog. He got him for $50, Philip did, and he...
My dog is the state dog of California.
Your dog is?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm deciding.
I have no idea what
I don't
the
think
state
we have a state dog, so I'm saying not the breed. I'm saying I would like my dog to be the state dog of California.
Why do we need state things? Why do we need state birds and state colors and state mascots and state sayings?
We don't, but I think my dog should be the state dog.
Should we get on a sort of a letter writing campaign about that?
I think we should. I don't. Who even decides that nonsense?
The state.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Just like a shadowy triumvirate.
Yeah.
I enjoy bluebirds.
Now, I recognize your love of bluebirds, but I think that the banana slug should be the state bird.
But that's not even a bird.
Yes, but I love banana slugs, and we all are enjoying the fact
that... You have clearly gone insane. I will have you destroyed.
The state.
The state.
Melvin, adorable dog. Yes, you predicted it correctly. Yeah. The dog was going to die. Mm-hmm. So, because Philip and his wife loved the dog so much, what did they do? Well, they turned to South Korea and asked South Korea to clone their dog. Clone Melvin.
And they were all like, well, we've got a League of Legends tournament, and then we've got a Dota tournament.
Yeah. We can really, but, it's going to be hard to fit you in.
And then we've got a 21 concert.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, okay,
things
we'll get around
we know
to
it. About Korea. So the Koreans cloned Melvin, and the first time they cloned Melvin, didn't work out so good. The dog died pretty quickly.
Oh.
Yep.
Was it misshapen in any way?
Oh, yes. It had a a terrible disease. It had distemper. I don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You get that in the Oregon Trail.
Yeah, yeah. If you cross a river, if you ford a river incorrectly.
You ford a river barefoot.
Yeah, you get distemper.
Kids, if you ford a river barefoot before marriage, you wind up with distemper.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Do not ford rivers.
No, the best
without
way
protection.
The best way to ford rivers is abstinence.
Yes.
Don't ford rivers. And I learned that from playing the game. Yeah. Like every time I forded a river, I would die.
I don't think kids learn the same things we learned nowadays.
Well, it's because they weren't paying attention. They're just like, I just want to get to the hunting part. That's the fun part.
I think kids are fording rivers.
You can't even carry all that meat, dude.
I think they're fording rivers younger and younger these days.
I mean, they look like it. Have you seen the way they dress?
I know.
High waders.
those big boots.
Yeah. Straw hats.
They're asking for it.
Kids, what's with your fashion? Have a little self-respect.
Okay, so yeah, it had distemper. It died shortly after, but that did not dissuade them. No.
God, no. Why not just bring more living things onto Earth to suffer?
Jumped back
in. Because that dog is that important.
And this time, they yielded two dogs for the price of really many dogs. It cost them $100,000 for this process. They paid $100,000 to the South Korean lab, and they harvested skin cells from Melvin. And Melvin was still alive at this point. He was just dying. So they were being very preemptive about this whole process. And for a while, they had three dogs running around. They had these two mini Melvins and real Melvin. And it's been...
Wait, they didn't even wait for the dog to die?
No. They didn't. And it took
two
more years.
They just knew it would eventually die.
The Melvin lasted two more years while they had three dogs.
Hey, do you know who's the worst... These people, here's what's up. Here's why you're terrible people. Well, the dog isn't dying. It's in no danger of dying, but we know one day it will die.
Yeah.
So we need more of it.
Yeah.
We need to immediately stop thinking about the dog that is alive and well and right here and immediately begin thinking about its replacement. How do we make a better version of this dog, which is totally fine?
Well, it's not totally fine. And we suppose it's dying.
We're all dying, Jeff. That dog lived for another 2 years.
But he was so much spunkier like last year.
Don't
you wish you had like a spunkier version of the dog you've got?
Look.
Like, I love that dog. That dog is almost perfect. He was perfect like a year ago. If I could just get... Just a slightly younger version of the dog I have.
How does this make these people sound any better? Okay, not only that, but they do it the first time. They literally will a living thing into existence
and it's
for
an
their
abomination.
Own gratitude.
Yeah, it's an abomination. And it dies very fast.
And they go...
It's in agony for a short period of time and then dies a horrible death.
Let's do it again.
Yeah, let's do it again.
We're going to do it again until we get what we want.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to bring this living thing in. We'll bring things in and out of this world
until we're
happy.
We haven't even started talking about the process by which they cloned the dog, which takes several other dogs worth of material to create dogs.
No! Who are these awful humans?
To clone a dog, you need to use a lot of other dogs to serve as egg donors and surrogates. Many of these dogs are undergoing extensive surgical procedures. Most of the time, the process doesn't work.
Motherfucker, go to the shelter and adopt a dog.
They are harvesting dogs to create the one slightly younger dog of the dog they still have.
You fucking
the
pricks.
The best people.
You fucking prick. Look, man, I get it. I love my dog. I've loved every animal I've ever owned. And if you could put a little piece of it into a machine and hit a button and your old buddy comes running out, hey, what's up, buddy? I'm totally for that. I'm totally for it. I'm not totally for it, but I'm kind of for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I understand it. I think that there are plenty of other dogs and they're all great. But I understand it. Your dog is still alive. And you have to have invasive surgical procedures done to other dogs.
Yeah, a lot of other dogs.
And pay $100,000.
Yeah.
I don't even want to begin to talk. And I know that this is an unfair thing to do. I know that when you look, you can't just... Because people do this to me. They look at my dog and they go, why did you pay so much money for your dog when you could have adopted from a shelter?
Uh-huh.
Right? And that's valid. That is ethically valid. I understand where they're coming from.
Right.
I was a little drunk and I was at a pet store and I bought my dog.
Yeah.
My dog needed a home. It already existed. I bought that
dog. Which, again, don't drink and go to pet stores, kids. We've said it a thousand times on this show.
Listen. It's real fun to drink and go to pet stores. Like, it's a blast. Do you know how many animals they have? like
you get
so
wasted and you just roll around in a sea of fur.
It was the best because it wasn't like a, it was just like a tiny little, it was like a house. It was this family that runs their puppy store out of their house.
Yeah.
Right. And they have a big yard and you just run around with all their puppies if you want.
They actually give you shots on the way in.
Yeah.
You're just taking shots of Jaeger. The thing is though, you start
shots, they give the dog shots. Everybody gets shots on the way in, various shots of various kinds.
You start drinking.
Sometimes they mix it up, and then I get my distemper shot.
Oh, no.
And the dog gets a Jaeger bomb. Still a fun day.
But you start drinking, you end up buying a dog, and by the end of the night, you're fording rivers.
Yeah.
And that's nobody wants that.
I didn't even bring my waders.
It gets crazy.
But imagine how adorable a little puppy would look peeking out of your waders as you were fording a river, right?
They love that.
That's a Norman Rockwell painting. So, but anyway, these people are the worst.
Yes.
Because I know it's not fair to say this, but because once again, I did pay a decent amount of money for my dog. It was not an adoption. I did not save an animal.
Right.
But man, you could save a lot of animals for $100,000.
Probably could do some good with that money.
You could do a lot
instead of creating an abomination.
Even if you were to go out and buy a bunch more purebred dogs, I mean, at least you would be, I don't know, man. $100,000 in the destruction and the possible destruction of other dogs
to
serve your whims.
I love the fact that they paid the $100,000. They get the dog that dies almost immediately, and they're like, "Eh, we're pot committed at this point. Let's keep going.
Yeah,
let's keep trying this.
Like, look, man, we've already put this money in.
Yeah,
we put it in. We're not gonna back out now.
Why would we stop? We haven't created anything that can live beyond a few days.
I didn't get $100,000 to waste on dog clones by being a quitter.
That's
I've got a work ethic.
That's right.
I make my money probably in a terrible way.
Probably.
What do these people do? Do they even say?
I think he's a doctor.
Fuck him.
Yeah. He
just because you save lives doesn't mean you get to take them. Doesn't mean you get to create them specifically to destroy
them.
That's
the great balance. That's the great balance of the universe.
They all think they're God.
Yeah.
Just like in Hannibal.
Oh man. Again with the Hannibal.
I love Hannibal.
When are you gonna be done with that show?
I'm almost done.
It got canceled.
It's so good.
Here's the weird thing though.
Oh, it hasn't gotten weird yet.
Oh, and I mean it's already weird, but here's an even weirder thing. What do you think these dogs are like? Do you think they're like Melvin?
No. I don't think they're like Melvin at all. I think they expected two more Melvins.
Yeah.
Here's what's crazy. Original Melvin didn't grow up with an old Melvin in the room. Original Melvin didn't have the first 8 to 12 weeks life experience that the original Melvin did. These two clones didn't grow up in a litter.
Yeah.
And especially not an identical litter of themselves.
Not only that, they don't even look exactly like Melvin. They look a lot like Melvin.
Sure.
But their markings are different. They have like a wider patch of white on their snouts.
Well, because even if you clone something, there's genetics and then there's epigenetics, right? Mm-hmm. There's stuff that's going on. And now here's where we get to the point where this is pretty scientifically fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're watching epigenetic expression in two different dogs. We're looking at the forces, the lifestyle and environment forces that change gene expression, that turn your genes are your genes, but they can express themselves in different ways.
Right. Their weight is different. They're a lot skinnier than Melvin ever was, and they have a hunger for human flesh that Melvin never had.
Well, it's a much higher hunger for human flesh.
Yeah.
Like it's a kind of insatiable hunger that Melvin never had.
And they stare vacantly at one spot in the room constantly,
mm-hmm.
and then growl at it.
Yeah.
And then turn and look at their owners with death in their eyes,
mm-hmm.
which Melvin never really did that.
No, and the other thing that's really weird is the longer they stare at that spot, the more discolored the wallpaper becomes in that spot.
Yeah, and it gets really hot.
Yeah, so
it's really strange.
It's, you know, they really are their own dogs.
Yeah,
and you gotta respect that.
You gotta give them their own time and their own self-expression.
Yeah, no, well, because it's not a clean cloning process yet either, right? Because you're bringing in genetic material from other, like, it's being carried in the egg of another mother, which
can
change
things. Say they're an exact DNA match, mm-hmm. right? So it's a one-to-one on a DNA level.
Sure.
But it's kind of amazing how different.
But in terms of different chemicals and hormones and all this different stuff that's happening because you're bringing in outside dogs, you're raising it in a lab, you're raising it in a different environment. Like if you cloned me And I don't know.
Can I do that? Can I have some of your skin cells real quick? Just for that purpose? You'd be cool.
Not just for that purpose.
What you're saying is you'd be cool.
Not just for that purpose. I would want to know that you're like using the skin cells to their fullest potential.
Right.
Like,
well, I'm not going to waste
like
any skin
cells. You can clone me.
Right.
Yes, obviously. How do you think the me that's sitting here before you even got here? But you can, you have to also use it for something else. Oh, whether okay. you use the skin cells as a lampshade.
Oh.
You know,
nice.
Dahmer style.
I do think you have a wonderful glow about you that I think would be perfect as a lampshade.
No. So if you cloned me and you said, like, I don't know, this kid doesn't get to sit indoors all day and drink Surge and eat not even Twinkies, but Zingers. I used to just eat exclusively Zingers.
Zingers are cool because you can peel the top right off of them, right?
Yeah, I guess that makes them cool. They're certainly not cool nutritionally. But,
well, you never want the frosting of something to have its own structural integrity.
Yeah.
That's always a bad sign.
Oh, well, I didn't eat the frosted Zingers, if that's what you're talking
about. That's what I thought. Because you peel the top off the frosted Zingers, and it holds together as one strip of just sugary frosting.
Do you know why? Is they cloned an original Zinger.
Ah.
And it just got slightly more and more mutated.
There was only ever one Zinger.
Yeah, there was one original.
And then everything else is just a cloned Zinger.
Yeah. And that's why, over time, the frosting has just turned into this weird, like, structural lump. Like, it has like a stretchiness to it, almost a taffy-like consistency.
Some guy was and like, that's a dead ringer for a Zinger.
Somewhere there's, son of a bitch. Somewhere there's a Zinger. The original Zinger is like being kept alive with like a bunch of tubes that are just, it's constantly getting like just cream transfusions and stuff to keep it going.
But Gordon, we don't know the original recipe for the Zinger. We have no idea how we did it. It was a fluke. And then
this Zinger deserves to die with dignity.
No. Zelda created one of those. She keeled over immediately after. Her last words were, "It's beautiful, it's beautiful." And all the kids love the Zingers. This is the only
they
Zinger.
If they could see the way we make them. If they could see this.
Yeah.
What does this Zinger even become?
And that's...
Beep, beep, beep.
That's why you'll never be able to tell anyone about this. You must keep the secret now that you know.
It's unhuman. It's unholy. And I never would have... asked for the promotion to assistant manager. If I knew
7-11.
That it came with this. If I knew that it came with this, why are we even making Zingers at the 7-Eleven? Where's the Dolly Madison factory?
I can't tell you. I'll take it to
Is
my
Dolly
grave.
Is Dolly Madison even real? I mean, I know that she was the first lady. I understand that, Dolly Madison. Is she real, though? Like, is there a...
She was... It's a complicated interwoven... It's fiction and nonfiction
all woven together. What
is
that tiny jar behind you?
No, don't look at that jar.
What is it?
I'm not gonna...
What happens if I tap on the glass of that jar?
Don't tap on the tap...
I'm Dolly!
Oh, no! Don't look in the jar!
No!
Now you've let it out.
This is why we write recipes down.
I must eat Zingers.
That's how most snacks are made.
Yeah. You don't even want to know what happens inside the Hostess factory.
This is pretty interesting in terms of, like, number one, why are people so terrible? And number two, it's kind of cool that we do have these two genetically identical dogs where you can test things like this. We do this to human twins all the time where we bring them in for behavioral tests and things like that, or we watch them over long periods.
The difference being, of course, that the twins happened naturally. You know, the DuPonts actually...
Of course they did.
The DuPonts actually addressed your exact issue. They say, there will always be strays on the road and too many dogs at the animal shelter because irresponsible owners don't pay to spay or neuter their pets. In contrast, she says, families that clone their pets don't do that with the idea of producing 10 more. They're just looking to have one special dog again.
And if they have to bring 7 or 8 into and out of existence painfully in order to do that?
So be it.
So be it.
And they're actually thinking of making one more Melvin again to give to their grandson. They want to clone Melvin one more time. To give a dog.
Your grandson doesn't give a shit about your dog. It just your grandson wants any puppy.
Exactly.
Fuck you. Fuck you guys.
There's no puppy as good as Melvin, though, Anthony. Come on. These people are the worst people.
They're the worst fucking people. I don't know. How do you guys feel about these people? You can let us know on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those zingers. Can't be used for anything else.
No,
right?
Never.
And hey, if you are enjoying the show.
Oh, I love this show. This is one of my favorite
shows. Not you, not you.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
And you want to get early episodes, bonus episodes, and extra content, you can head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.